Title: Building Hooks from One Sample for DJ Friendly Sets Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing a very drum and bass specific skill, taking one single sample and turning it into a full hook system that's actually DJ friendly. Not just a cool loop you like in the studio, but something that drops clean, resets on phrase boundaries, and gives you variations for a second drop without needing a whole new sample pack. The big promise here is simple. One sample, multiple identities. We'll slice it, lock it to 172-ish BPM properly, build a few processing rolls, write a rolling hook pattern that sits around the snare, then resample it so it starts sounding like a finished record. And at the end, you'll have intro and outro versions that make sense for a set. Let's start with step 0. Pick the right one sample. You want a sample with identity. Something that has a little grit, a little character, and enough detail that it can repeat without getting instantly annoying. Vocals and movie lines are classics. Dub or reggae phrases work great if you want jungle DNA. Brass stabs, rave chord hits, even a texture hit like a metal slam or cassette noise burst can work, as long as there's something to grab onto. Quick teacher note, decide your hook lane early. In DNB, your hook usually lives in a specific frequency lane. If you go mid-hook, roughly 300 Hz to 4K, that's the safest for DJ sets because it reads on big systems and doesn't fight the sub. If you go top hook, 4K to 10K, that's ear candy, but you have to keep it sparse or it'll get harsh fast. If you go low mid, like 150 to 400, it can be really powerful, but it's also the most dangerous because that's where your bass presence and punch lives. If you choose that lane, you commit to carving space hard and staying mono safe. Cool. Step 1. Set the project up like a DNB workspace. Set tempo to 172 BPM, or anywhere 170 to 175 if that's your lane. Time signature 4/4. Set your clip grid to 1/16, because we're going to do rhythmic slicing and you want to see that division clearly. Then add locators and arrangement view every 16 bars. This matters more than people think. Drum and bass is extremely phrase-driven, and DJs are living in 16 and 32 bar chunks. If your hook doesn't resolve cleanly at those points, it becomes awkward to mix, awkward to double, and it just feels less professional. Step 2. Warp it properly. Don't skip this. Drag your sample onto an audio track. Double-click it. Turn warp on. Now choose the warp mode based on what you actually have. If it's vocals or a mixed phrase, start with complex or complex pro. If it's a stable melodic tone, try tones. If it's noisy or atmospheric, texture can be amazing for dark DNB. If it's percussive, beats mode, and set reserve to 1/16 or 1/8 depending on how tight you want it. Now the key move. Find the real downbeat inside the sample, right-click it, and set 1.1.1 here. That's your anchor. Then go through and adjust warp markers so the phrase sits tight on the grid. Do a sanity check. Loop one bar while your drums are playing. If the sample flams against the snare, fix it now. In drum and bass, timing is unforgiving. If it's even slightly late, it will feel like the whole track is leaning backward. Step 3. Turn the sample into a playable instrument. The fastest, most flexible way is slice to new MIDI track. Right-click the warped clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Start by slicing by transient. If it's more continuous and transients aren't detected well, slice by 1/16. Ableton will create a drum rock with a sampler on each slice. Now you can play the hook like a drum pattern, which is exactly how a lot of DNB hooks behave, short, syncopated motifs that lock in with the groove. Clean up the rack, delete useless slices, or consolidate your focus to the best ones. Rename the rack something obvious like Hook 1 Sample Rack, because you're going to reuse this kind of setup a lot. Quick production note, do a little gain staging here. Before you add distortion or saturation, make sure your slices are hitting at roughly consistent levels. In drum rack, use the simpler volume or the chain volume to normalize. If you skip this, every time you add drive, the loud slices get nasty and the quiet slices disappear, and you'll chase your tail with EQ and compression. Step 4. Build 3 hook rolls from the same sample. This is where it starts feeling like arrangement, not just sound design. We're not collecting more samples. We're creating 3 identities from one source. Roll A is your main hook chain. Clear and upfront. Put an EQ 8 first and high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. That's your stay out of the sub lane rule. Add saturator, drive maybe 2 to 5 dB, soft clip on. Then glue compressor doing just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, just to make it feel finished. Optionally utility for width, but be careful. If you widen a hook too much, it can vanish in mono club playback. Always do a quick mono test by setting width to 0% for a moment. If the hook collapses, you went too far. Roll B is your telephone, DJ mix chain. This is for intros, outros, and any coming through the mix moment. Duplicate the chain, then put an auto filter bandpass, roughly 500 Hz to 4K, with resonance around 0.8 to 1.2. You want it to feel like it's on a system, not like it lost all its body. Add a touch of redux for grit, subtle, don't destroy it. Then a short dark reverb, decay around 0.8 to 1.5 seconds, low cut up at 400 Hz so it doesn't cloud the groove. Roll C is your dark texture chain for heavier sections. Try corpus with a tiny amount, something like metal or tube, just for resonance flavor. Then amp or pedal for controlled aggression. A QA to nudge harshness if it starts biting, often somewhere 2.5K to 4.5K. Then a delay, like echo, set to 1/8 or 3/16. Low feedback 10 to 20%. Ping pong off if you want it to stay centered and DJ friendly. One sample, three rolls. That's how you create progression without changing the hook's identity. Now, step 5. Write a rolling hook pattern. Make an 8-bar MIDI clip. And here's the discipline. Start with only 1 to 3 slices. If you use 10 slices right away, it'll sound like random chopping, not a motif. DNB hooks often work best as rhythmic motifs, not long-held notes. Think stabs, think placement around the snare. A classic approach is to put hits on offbeats or syncopations that lean into the snare tension. For example, you might place stabs around beat 2 and beat 4 and, or tuck little hits just before a snare to make it feel like it's being pulled forward. And another teacher note, quantize last, not first. Get the feel from your fingers or your initial idea. Then tighten selectively. Quantize just the big hits and leave the tiny ghost chops slightly loose, or use groove pool with small amounts like 5 to 15%, so it's locked, but not robotic. Step 6. Make it DJ-friendly with phrasing and call and response. Now extend the idea to 16 bars by thinking in two halves. Bars 1 through 8 are the call, clearer, a little more frequent, more confident. Bars 9 through 16 are the response, fewer hits, more space, or switch to the darker chain. A really practical move, in bars 15 to 16, flip to the telephone chain and do a filter sweep so the phrase clearly turns over. DJs love predictable turnarounds. It's not just musical, it's functional. Then add a 1-bar fill on bar 16. Use a microslice repeated at 1/16 to create a stutter. Keep it reserved for phrase ends. If you do fills constantly, it stops feeling like a turnaround and starts feeling like noise. While you're here, group your hook tracks into a hook bus. Put gentle EQ, gentle blue, and a limiter only as safety while sketching. The limiter is not the mix, it's just preventing surprises while you build. Also, create a safe 16. That means at least one 16-bar section where the hook is predictable, not overly wide, and not masking the snare. That's your mixable segment for double drops. If you make everything hyper-busy, you're basically making your tune harder to DJ. Step 7. Resample to audio, because this is where it starts sounding real. Create a new audio track. Set its input to resampling. Arm it and record 16 bars of your hook performance. Then consolidate, so you've got one clean audio clip. Now you can do audio editing moves that feel like record-making. Tight fade so cuts are clean. Reverse one hit leading into bar 1 or bar 17. Make a stutter by duplicating a tiny region. And if it's already tight, consider turning warp off on the resampled audio for stable playback. A great trick here is resample motion. Do one pass where you automate filter, delay feedback, a bit of pitch movement, whatever. Print it to audio. Then turn off all the modulators. You keep the complexity, but the playback becomes simple and reliable, which is huge for DJ-friendly consistency. Step 8. Arrange it like a DJ tool. Intro. Drop. Break. Second drop. Outro. Here's a reliable layout. Intro. 16 or 32 bars. Minimal drums or just tops. Your hook is in telephone mode, filtered, and you're not revealing the full bass aggression yet. Drop. 32 bars. First 16 is main hook, clear chain. Second 16 is variation. Darker chain, fewer hits or a different slice selection. Break. 16 bars. Create space. You can use the hook washed out, reversed, or turned into texture. Second drop. 32 bars. Same hook identity, but recontextualized. Maybe an alternate rhythm, a different stutter placement, more delay throws at phrase ends, or a tiny pitch shift like plus or minus 20 cents, or even plus or minus one semitone if it fits. Outro. 16 or 32 bars. Strip bass. Keep drums. Hook goes back to filtered telephone mode so DJs have an exit lane. And the DJ rule again, no random extra bars. Resolve at 16 and 32, make the downbeat predictable. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. If you don't warp tightly, your hook will feel late or early against the snare. That kills impact. If your hook fights the sob, it'll never sit right. High pass and clean the low junk. If you use too many slices at once, it becomes chaotic instead of memorable. If you have no phrasing, it's a loop, not a drop. If you over-widen, you'll disappear in mono systems. If you drown it in reverb, you'll wash out the groove. Keep D&B reverbs short and dark, especially on hooks. Now, one more performance-oriented upgrade that I really recommend. Macro mapping. Wrap your drum rack in an instrument rack, or map macros in the rack itself, and treat it like a performance instrument. Map a global filter cutoff, telephone resonance, dark chain drive, reverb send amount, delay feedback for throws, a tiny global pitch control, stereo width, and an output trim so you can push it safely. That way, your hook isn't just a sound, it's a playable system you can jam, resample, and arrange. Mini practice challenge to lock this in. Set a timer for 25 minutes. Pick a 1 to 3 second vocal or chord stab. Warp it tight at 174. Slice to a drum rack. Build the three chains. Main, telephone, dark. Write an 8-bar call and an 8-bar response. Resample 16 bars to audio. Add one reverse lead-in and 1/1/16 stutter fill at bar 16. Then arrange a 16-bar intro, a 32-bar drop with variation, and a 16-bar outro. Aim for a DJ Ready 130 sketch where the hook feels like the identity of the track. Final recap. Warp first, and get it tight. Turn your one sample into an instrument using slice to new MIDI track. Create contrast with main, telephone, and dark processing rolls. Write a rolling motif that syncopates around the snare. Resample to audio for that finished, intentional feel, and arrange in 16 and 32 bar blocks so DJs can mix it cleanly. If you tell me what your one sample is, like a vocal line, a chord stab, or a texture hit, I can recommend the best warp mode and a specific chain setup that will translate well on club systems.